Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're back, EN Sports Talk Show. Today is Thursday, February 13, 2020, and we got a lot in store in today's episode. And episode 4, we're back today. Again, it's Thursday, February 13th, 2020. Man, we worked hard, you know, to get to this point. Episode 4, we're getting a little bit more recognition. A little bit more audience, but today on the episode, we have a lot to talk about. Where were Tom Brady, Phillip Rivers, Dalton? If Tannehill's going back to Tennessee, a lot of the talk too about the NFL free agency coming up, which is next month. Is there any chance Cincinnati doesn't draft Burrow with the first pick? Who win the AFC East next year? We know Brady, if he decides to leave the Patriots, would the Patriots still be good without him? We're halfway now through the NBA season. The All-Star game and all that is this weekend. We're going to talk a little bit about how the season is looking so far. And we're going to talk about hockey for the first time on this show, that I believe. Ovechkin's hunt for 700. And we're going to talk, I'm going to tell you a little story about how I first seen Ovechkin play, all on today's episode. So let's get right to it. EM Sports Talk. So as you many of you guys might know, you know, 3 days ago, Phillip Rivers decided that it was time for a change of scenery. He had to get out of the Chargers. He felt like the organization just wasn't built to win anymore. He got probably tired of carrying them. So, him and the Chargers mutually parted ways on Monday, and now that got me thinking, where will Phillip Rivers go? We already know about what's Brady going to do in New England, but it got me thinking, what will Phillip Rivers do? And looking at a lot of scenarios, and because you know the draft isn't until after free agency, so the Chargers now are going to need a quarterback. They pick, I believe, fifth in the draft or sixth. And they're going to need a quarterback now. And honestly, looking, I don't see a fit for Phillip Rivers really nowhere outside the AFC. I see him in New England. If they don't believe in Jarrett Stidham, Belichick could say, hey, we want a veteran back in his system. We believe he can make it work like he did with the Chargers. We got the pieces around him. Might need to add another receiver or a tight end. Let's make it happen. Let's get Rivers here in New England. I don't see it in Oakland because he's an older version of Carr. Ain't really mobile, but can, you know, got a. I mean, he just. I just don't see that happening. I mean, in Las Vegas, not Oakland no more. And I don't see Phillip Rivers leaving really the AFC. And I'm thinking of some teams, you know, if the Bengals do decide to take Chase Young with the first pick, which I think is absurd to think that they would do that. He goes to Cincinnati. If Tennessee loses Tannehill, probably Tennessee. I heard reports that he moved his family to Florida. And you know, he got like 9 kids. And he wants to get back close to Alabama. And the best thing I can say, Jacksonville, but they look like they found a quarterback with Minshew. And Rivers, I just can't, I don't know. Oh, I think I found it too. All right, hear me out. The Colts, Brissett is a great quarterback, but when he had pieces working around him, they have one of the best offensive linemen, if not the best offensive line in the league. And honestly, I think they got the pieces to make it work. I can see that as a work. Because Brissett is a good quarterback, don't get me wrong. But they got to upgrade that position. He struggled in big games last year. Even though the Colts wasn't far from making the playoffs. But I just don't, you know, see that happen. I see the Colts and Rivers can make it work. And now I'm thinking, like, where will Brady even fit in at? The Raiders? No. I'm tired of people saying that. I'm not gonna lie. If they feel like Mitchell Trubisky isn't the answer in Chicago, Tom Brady can fit the Bears, but they don't have the offensive line for it. Yeah, that's not gonna work. I don't know. I think he returns to New England for 1 year, and then he retires. I think they're gonna try to make it work one more year. But if he doesn't, I just don't see him in the NFC besides probably the Bears. Shit, I could even see him in who knows the health status with what's the I mean, who knows if the Giants have sold on Daniel Jones? They might want to bring Brady in for a year and see what they can get. Knowing Dave Gettleman, probably one of that organization's a shithole, and you know, and it's like a domino effect, and I don't see anybody else. I don't see anybody else getting signed before Tom Brady at quarterback. I think when Brady decides where he's going to go, the dominoes going to start falling. Rivers, Tannehill, a lot of those guys are going to find a way to find a roster. And we don't even know what Tennessee is going to do with Mariota. So this year's quarterback class can be really deep this year. I really don't know where would they go. I really don't know. And this is like the first year that you're like, what the hell? Because if you think it's more quarterbacks than landing spots, and quite frankly, the league's getting younger and not older, so a lot of teams don't really want to move to the older direction. And I think that's why New England probably has it's a 50-50 chance that Brady comes back on that, because they probably want to get younger at the position. And speaking of getting younger at the position, Cincinnati, we all know, has the number one pick, was the worst team in the league last year. Quite frankly, they competed with a lot of teams. I don't want to hear it. You know, we suck. All right, and the Bengals suck. But we need to upgrade our quarterback position. Dalton, you can say whatever you fucking want. Dalton had a hell of a career. 32,000 passing yards in your career, it just doesn't come overnight. That's not easy to do. A lot of guys don't even reach 15. Dalton's a hell of a quarterback still. He can still play. I just don't think he'll be playing in Cincinnati next year. I got Dalton leaving. Probably he's going to end up on the in the AFC East. I'm leaning towards the Patriots, or probably in AFC South with the Titans. But if you ask me, I think. All right. So the question, what I'm getting to, the question is, what do you think? Do you think there's a chance the Bengals take another player at with the number one overall pick? And I'll say hell no. I think Burrow is probably locked to go number one overall. 60 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. The guy is, I want to say, probably you never seen a prospect like that coming out of college with. Like, he makes things happen. And I think that's why I think the Bengals, because Dalton just couldn't make it happen last year. I think Burrow can make it happen with that team. And then it bringing back, like I said, AJ Green back will benefit him a lot. But they're going to have to upgrade that offensive line. It was atrocious. Dalton didn't have any time to throw the ball. They couldn't run the ball really torched until the end of the season. Getting Jonah Williams back, they took in the first round last year from Alabama, is going to help on the outside, protecting Burrow's backside. But the raise of concern for me is the Bengals are going to get fooled by if Tua's medical report come back, he's healthy. He'll be ready to play. I think the foolishness that we did over the last few years in the draft, we don't do good at drafting. If you know the Bengals, we got probably drafted more busts than any team ever has. We do not do good at drafting. So it concerns me, because if Tua clears everything medically wise, It's shocked. Honestly, I don't want that to happen because I feel like the Bengals are going to say, fuck this. Let's see if we can get out of Tua. But I think Joe Burrow just the better prospect. He didn't have, don't get me wrong, Ja'Marr Chase and all those guys, Justin Jefferson wasn't bad receivers. But he didn't have four, arguably four of the fastest players in the country. Henry Ruggs on the outside, the slot receiver they had. Oh, Jerry Jeudy on the outside. At slot, they had DeVonta Smith. Three guys who's going to go in the first round, lock first round receivers. Jalen Waddle's going in the first round next year, the sophomore. He didn't it put Barrow, he threw 60 with the offense he had. Put Barrow with those receivers, and he would have probably broke, he would have probably hit through 80 touchdowns. And Tua was throwing like 4 yard slant routes, and they was taking it 80 yards, 70 yards to the house. I think the Bengals would be dumb to take either Chase Young or Tua over Burrow with the first pick. I think it's a zero. Honestly, no, knowing the Bengals, it's probably a 5% chance that it's a 5% chance I believe that they take another player. But Chase Young, I think, is out of the picture because we got the Bengals have Hubbard, Dunlap, Carl Lawson is a hell of a edge rusher as well. Atkins in the middle. Where do Chase Young fit in? Even though we can get better rushing the pass, we wasn't terrible at all rushing the passer last year. We was in the middle of the pack in the NFL. I think if you ask me, Barrow. It's a 5% chance they move to another direction. 95% chance Burrow will be wearing number 9 in Cincinnati next year. And then what makes it worse, there is reports coming out that Burrow family doesn't want him to be in Cincinnati. They want to move him from Ohio and all this. But they're not making the millions. Their son is. Let the guy, who cares? Will you, as long as you in the NFL. You can buy the money you make, buy a house in Florida and go there in the off season. You can live in fucking Florida, Hawaii. Who cares? But you're there to play football. Burrow is going to Cincinnati. 5% chance he doesn't. The question, I'm tired of hearing it. Ooh, the Bengals, this, that. I don't even think Burrow has to go to the fucking combine. That's how good he was this year. I think he showed everyone that he needs to be in Cincinnati. And the Bengals would be dumb to take someone else. I would be ashamed as a Bengals fan if they take someone else. No matter the outcome of his career, you got to take the quarterback that's the best, and he had the best year. No question, he did. And that leads more towards free agency. So we really won't know what will happen until free agency, because that's after the draft is not till the end of April, and free agency starts in the middle of March. And free agency can tie a lot. And that got me thinking, if Brady moves on from New England, who will win the AFC East next year? Who will win the AFC East next year? That's what I want to know. Will it be Buffalo? Miami? No, Miami's a couple years away from now. So I think Miami got a couple years. Maybe I give them 2021, 22 that the Miami will be a legit team. But the Jets in the same situation. The offensive line's atrocious. They came they need help with that. And they're not gonna be able to. I think Buffalo is the next team up in that division. They got everything in place. They're just one big play receiver away and probably one linebacker or corner away from really competing, like really competing in the AFC. Bad officiating calls last year is the reason why they lost to Houston, if you ask me. You can say what you want. The refs blew that game for them, but I think Buffalo is a legitimate team to win the AFC East next year. New England is getting older, and they're the oldest team in the NFL still. without Brady. I think Buffalo has everything in place. Josh Allen improved tremendously from his rookie year to where he is now. Josh Allen needs probably a receiver like T. Higgins, a big guy that's going to go up and get the ball. He already got the speedster in John Brown, Cole Beasley at the slot. They can add one or two more pieces, but I think they need another running back. I believe Gore's gone out of Buffalo. Get DeAndre Swift from Georgia, plug him in there in the draft. What? This team would be. They already got Devin Singletary. I mean, this team, offensive line wise, defensive line wise, Ed Oliver, the defensive offense is put around Josh Allen for them to win. I think Buffalo wins that division next year. Even without Brady, I think the Patriots finish second, Jets third, Miami's going to finish last again. Miami has a long team, a long way to go, and they got about $90 million in cap space to work with in free agency. So they fortunes could change a lot before the draft, but I just don't think they're going to willing to just throw money like, out there to sign a bunch of scrubs and bums. And you don't want to throw money at the old guys, but honestly, I think the Bills are going to win the AFC East next year. And they just got more in place for Allen, and the organization just is better. The coach is great, McDermott. And I think the Bills are a legitimate AFC force next year. I think they're going to win about 13 games next year. They was 10-6, lost a couple of heartbreakers, but without those last second field goals or game winning drives they're giving up, they would have easily been 14-2, 13-3. The team is good enough, and they're just going to add more pieces to that team. Come on, and come on, Tre'Davious White is, you know what he is at corner. This team is good. We have to win. We have to know that the Patriots' reign is over. Buffalo is the next New England in that division. I'm telling you this now. The Jets is just a shit show every year. It just doesn't get better for them. They can never address the offensive line. They keep drafting defense. They drafted Quinnen Williams last year. I don't get it. They traded away Leonard Williams. Okay, now and it makes sense. But it does not make sense to keep drafting D linemen and you still can't rush the passer and just keep leaving your quarterback out there to dry. And Darnold, who's a hell of a quarterback if he gets some pieces around him. Le'Veon Bell couldn't run the ball last year because they're getting blown up. Get the Jets some offensive linemen. The Jets are going to be better. But until then, Buffalo is going to be kicking everyone's ass in that division. Even if the Patriots bring back Brady, I still believe the Bills are going to win the division next year. That's why I got winning the AFC East. And you probably like, why you want to? All right, look, I'm talking about the AFC specifically because it interests me next year. I think that's going to be the most interesting division. But I just don't think any team is nearly as good as Buffalo going into next year. They're legitimate a force. And shifting gears a little bit to another sport, the NBA All-Star Game festivities and the All-Star Game and all that starts Friday, tomorrow, Friday night, and it's the halfway point. And it's been a long year. I mean, long first half, and all the tragedy with Kobe Bryant passing. You got all types of stuff, man. And the Lakers kicking everyone's ass pretty much. In the West, and we got some. Looking at this first half, Boston isn't living up to expectations. Milwaukee is destroying everything in sight. The Raptors are not out of it. We thought Kawhi Leonard leaving, he carried him. Whatever you want to say, we back, and with. We'll be second seed. We won 14 straight games until we finally lost last night in Brooklyn. The Raptors are only 6.5 out of first place. But, yeah, it looked like, I mean, who would ever expect the Raptors to be this good? And surprisingly, I mean, the Wizards are what, 13 games under 500, but they are 4 games out of the eighth seed, which I projected the Wizards to make the playoffs, even though they're a shit show, and they probably won't. I projected them to make the playoffs because the Magic suck. And Brooklyn, I think, now actually, I take that back. Brooklyn is probably the biggest disappointed this year. They look terrible. Below 500, Kyrie's in and out of the lineup. They just look terrible. And I think they are the biggest surprise. They suck. I mean, biggest disappointment. The biggest surprise to me is Miami and Toronto. Miami, fourth seed right now. They are hanging on to dear life to that fourth seed because Philly's right there and Indiana. But who, looking at that roster, you thought they'd be best at eighth seed. But the Heat are playing as a team, and that's big. Kendrick Nunn, Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo's having the best season of his career. Made the All-Star team. Jimmy Butler's doing him. The team is working. And it shocked me because looking at this roster, I would never imagine. Shit, the fucking Heat are a legitimate force in the playoffs this year. I would never think that. And losing the Raptors, I mean, losing Kawhi, I thought, oh shit, we're about to go down that rebuild mode. But we didn't. We stayed true to the team. We could have easily traded Siakam to OKC for Paul George and Westbrook to keep Kawhi in Toronto. Even though that team would have been fucking nuts. Don't get me wrong, but I think the Raptors shocking everyone. I mean, we kind of expect Milwaukee. Long as they got Giannis, they're going to be good. But 46-8, Raptors 40-15, Boston's 37-16, Miami's 35-19. That's your top four seeds right now. And we all know about the shit show Knicks. Yeah, and in the West. I think the biggest, I mean, we knew what the Lakers were coming into this year. But I think the biggest surprise is Dallas. OKC. Like, whoever, Memphis is in the AFC right now. And OKC, they said Chris Paul to him. Chris Paul is playing great. He made the All-Star team. I mean, maybe because of fan vote and all that, but I think Chris Paul still is playing at a high level right now in OKC. Dallas and Luka Doncic and Porzingis, this is what we was missing last year. They finally found a piece that can work. This guy and Luka Doncic, like I said, is the next face of sports, next face of the NBA probably. If Zion is fucking balling still, but I believe, I believe Zion. Zion is going to probably. I don't know. I got Luka Doncic being the face, and the Mavericks are shocking the fucking world right now. And OKC, Memphis, and Ja Morant's going to be rookie of the year. Zion, I'm sorry, but Ja Morant's going to win it. He's playing uncontrollably right now. I got. I didn't pick none of those teams to make the playoffs. The biggest disappointment probably is Golden State. I mean, going into this year, who thought Curry break his hand and all that? They are shit show, the worst league team in the league. Blah blah blah. We get that. All right, so switch it over now. Ovechkin's hunt for 700. Okay, Alexander Ovechkin. We know what he is in DC. Greatest, one of the greatest DC sports players of all time, one of the greatest hockey players of all time. Tonight they're in Colorado. I want everybody to watch. EM Sports will be watching Ovechkin's quest for 700. I remember my first game seeing this guy, 2008. I was 8-year-old fat kid, loved hockey. I think they played Philly, and I think Ovechkin scored 3 goals that night, and he got the shit knocked out of him, knocked his tooth out. I mean, that's my crazy Ovechkin. Nothing like I met him or anything, but I mean, just how much this guy came from, Russian kid, and I think that's the only reason why Putin haven't blew us up yet, because Ovechkin is here. But besides the point, Ovechkin, Quest for 700. This shit is crazy. Only 7 players. He's going to be the 8th. They're in Colorado tonight. The Avalanche isn't pretty good. I think he gets it tonight. I'll be watching. I want you guys to watch. Look out for Ovechkin. And that's going to do it for episode 4 today. Like, subscribe, EM Sports Talk Show. Let's keep this stuff going. We'll see you guys next episode.